Episode number 299, interview from the F-Body Gathering.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Ready to go, dude?
Oh, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like hell.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Chris and I are taking part in the Camaro Z28.com Fitness Challenge, which is going to wrap up here, June
3rd? July 4th.
Is it July 4th?
Yes.
And kettlebells, we have a love-hate relationship. I think I'm going to love them for a little while and see how badly they hurt me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just got done training. So,
happy Memorial Day, everybody.
That's right.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. So, yeah, thankfully we can take it easy after that beating we just took.
I know.
Memorial Day. Time for celebrating, having a good time, remembering what we need to remember, but don't drink and drive.
Right.
Buckle up. Or, as the F-Bod father would say, on behalf of the men and women of General Motors, buckle your safety belts and don't drink and drive. And if you know somebody drinking and driving, go to their house and beat the crap out of them.
Just take their keys, that's all.
No, beat the crap out of them. Hit them about the face and shoulders with a large blunt object. It's fun. Taking keys is boring. And you get a workout.
Okay.
Hit him with a kettlebell. All right, let's get into some Camaro stuff, hey?
Let's get into some news this week.
Yeah.
Extreme testing.
Extreme, dog.
Yeah.
You know, jumping off buildings and hang gliding. And
GM released a video this week of them testing the convertible top on the new convertible Camaro and what goes through all the rigors and...
Ugh, yeah,
man.
You think we took a beating today.
I know.
They were serious when they put together this convertible top on the 2011 Camaro.
Yeah, they test the hell out of it.
Yeah, 900 gallons per hour. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, Department 180 tests the Chevrolet Camaro convertible top durability. God.
It's insane.
Yeah. They did testing where it's being open and closed more than 22,500 times, three times more than what would be expected in a typical 10 years of use.
Isn't that insane?
In extreme conditions, though, temperatures ranging from minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit to 170 degrees Fahrenheit and humidity up to 95%.
Oh,
they even shove engineers in the trunk and blast it with water.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally.
Yeah.
So Al Oppenheiser, chief engineer of the Chevrolet Camaro, was talking about how much emphasis they put on this. They didn't want to just stick some fabric on a frame and say, convertible top.
No way.
No, this thing is rivals just about anything else out there. And the neat part is that they use the 10-year mark because they think that, and they're probably right, that some of these convertibles are going to be family heirlooms. They're going to be passed down from generation to generation. And Al Oppenheiser knows from fact, from restoring a first-gen Camaro, that an original top on a Camaro later down the road is worth something.
Mm.
So they're thinking ahead, which is neat.
Yeah.
Which is really neat. So you can check out the video on the front page of CamaroZ28.com currently.
That's also going to be in the show notes as well.
Yeah. And this is brought to us by Camaro Scotty. He's one of our resident news reporters, so we appreciate that.
Yep.
And check out the thread in the fifth gen section.
Yes.
So,
that kind of leads into what our topic of the show is.
And we've got a special guest here on the line calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, indeed.
And caller, state your name and who you are and what you do and what you're all about.
Hey, Russ Carrier here, Raleigh, TA from the boards. And just trying to recover from last night and had a great weekend show here at the F-Body Gathering in Atlanta, Georgia. We do it every Memorial Day. And I thought we'd call into the show and see if we could catch you when you're recording. Looks like we might have had a good luck with that. So just wanted to say I'm sitting here with GM Scott Settlemyer, and he wanted to say a few words about the show. And here's Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Hey, buddy. How's it going down there?
Well, it's a wonderful weekend in Atlanta. Great Southern hospitality. We only had the one rainstorm, and that was Thursday night before most people got here, so it's been just a great weekend.
That's awesome.
You know, Chris and I always love that event, and we regret that we haven't been able to make it the past, two or three years just for due to other commitments around the Memorial Day weekend. But we know firsthand that it's just an excellent, excellent show. And it is. Is it the longest running Camaro and Firebird show? Is that its claim to fame?
Well, you know, I can't think of another one that it's longer. This is 15 years and counting. It's a wonderful event because people ride Thursday or Friday and stay through Monday morning. It's a wonderful facility at the Marriott that you've got almost like an amphitheater-type parking lot. Lots of shade. Interestingly enough, it used to be a pretty much fourth-gen show. But there's a lot of fifth-gens here, but I'm also pleased to say we've got a lot of second- and third-gens here as well. So it's really grown, and it's interesting. You know, our friend Karen Lewis, God rest her soul, she's now in that great Chevy showroom in the sky. When she was down here, she'd say, this is just like a great big family reunion, except that I like everybody here.
Yeah, nice. I don't know of too many family reunions where you can say that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And right, you're right, though. I mean, right. Everybody's so friendly at that event.
Right. So we've had a great time, and lots of great Camaros and Firebirds, and you meet a lot of old friends, and you make some new ones. So anybody that's free for Memorial Day ought to really put it on their calendar for next year, because Andy and Sherry Archer and Fran and Chad Poole do a great job pulling this together, and we're grateful that they do.
Hey, Scott, did you bring any toys with you?
What, you know, I got down here, and I turned around, guess what was behind me?
What's that?
A ZL1. It followed me the whole way down here.
Wow.
Yes, we've got the Neiman Marcus convertible, which most people have not yet seen one of those, and we've got the American Pride Camaro, and we've got an SSR's convertible for people to try on for size, and we have the 45th anniversary car here, which, by the way, people are loving once they see the car in person. And then, of course, we've got the mighty ZL1.
And did you say it was driving there?
I was only kidding.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, wow.
No, I turned around and there it was. But yeah, now
I thought
we brought it down on a big reliable carrier.
Of course. So. All right. Well, the unfortunate part is by the time everybody hears this episode, it's going to be too late and they can't make the event. So, like you said, they definitely need to put it on their calendar for next year. And Chris and I try every year. We just don't seem to be able to put it together.
It's always such a great time down there in Atlanta.
The weather's, well, how is the weather there? Just curious.
It's been high 80s, low 90s the last 2 days, and it's expected to be the same today. But like I say, the parking lot has a lot of shade areas. So people put up their tents. It's almost become a competition. We have one group, the Rev Zone, that actually has two large screen TVs, air conditioning, a popcorn maker, mood lighting.
Wow.
A family room in the middle of the parking lot. And last night the theme for the party was pirates, so a lot of people were dressed up as pirates. That was a lot of fun. So
pirates?
Pirates.
Well, it's always a good time there in Atlanta. So, again, for people listening, too late for this year, next year. But there are some shows coming up that probably need to be mentioned that are along the same line, maybe, you know, a friendliness is what the Atlanta event is. What is your show schedule? And, of course, you know, with the Neiman Marcus convertible, the ZL1, and the American Pride Camaro, one or all of them. What is your show schedule?
Well, that's a tough one because there are so many events, and, of course, I don't have them in front of me. But for those people in Michigan, like on the weekend of June 4th, which is next weekend, at Baker's in Milford on Saturday is the Michigan F-Body meet and greet. I'm going to happen to be down at the Delaware Valley Riverfront Camaro show next Sunday, and that's in Wilmington, Delaware. And then, of course, there's the homecoming, the Camaro homecoming in conjunction with the Ontario Camaro Club the next weekend, the 10th through the 12th of June, so we're hoping we'll see a whole bunch of people at the Oshawa Assembly Plant that you can actually get to watch Camaros roar to life.
That we are so excited for, and we're like at this point right now where we sit here in the studio. I think we're 11 days away or something like that. So,
that's
But in between there, the Michigan F Body meet and greet. We're going to be there too. Another great event, kind of like almost like a mini F Body gathering. It's kind of along the same atmosphere, the same family feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
and then
you know we're going to have members of the Camaro team there. I think Al Oppenheiser and a lot of the group is going to be there. and you never know what may show up there. So,
Okay. Did you mention Superfest?
Superfest is 4th of July weekend over in Ypsilanti. That's a Camaro show. At the end of June, we have the Camaro Nationals in conjunction with the Maryland Camaro Club in Frederick, Maryland. So that's a big show.
Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Hey, Scott, we had one of our listeners email in and ask if there is a schedule where the American Pride Camaro will be at in 2011, beginning in June. As a veteran, this car says it all about liberty we hold so dear and precious, is what the emailer had said.
Right. You know, we're. I need to get that out. The problem is we've had so many requests for the car, and with the recent tragedies in Japan, it really has affected our production, and we have been asked to curtail some of our travel and some of our shipping of vehicles. So we're still wading through that, and once we establish it, I'll get it out there. You know, last year we've had it at a lot of auto shows, and I suspect we're going to do the same thing this year. So I will get that out probably after the 1st of July so that people can come and see the car. We really do want them to see it.
Excellent.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, I'm going to turn this back over to Russ so he can talk to you a little bit more about the event. And, guys, I'll see you soon here in Detroit, okay?
All right,
see you soon, Scott.
He knew I was going to ask about the
Z28. All right, guys. So I just wanted to wrap up and just tell everyone take a look at the website for the F-Body Gathering. It's easily enough to known as fbodygathering.com. And we'll have some photos up from the show and commentary, but just a place to watch us all year. And when we make the announcement for the next show, people can go there. But pretty much you can count on Memorial Day weekend every year.
Nice.
Well, that's awesome. And let us know how we can help spread the word about this, because even though we haven't been able to be there for the past few years, we love the event. It's a great event and definitely unforgettable.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. Come down.
Oh, we need to. Anything else you want to deliver to the masses of our listeners before we sign off here with you?
Well, I don't know if you've heard in the background, we have about 300 people that want to enter the exhaust contest, but I don't think it go pretty well on the podcast, so we'll let that be. But they're doing that anywhere from about 8 a.m. to about almost 8 a.m. again. So they're letting us hear their pipes.
Nice. All right.
But thanks for what you guys do. We appreciate it and listen to the podcast all the time.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Good
Great.
Talking to you.
Yeah. See you, Russ.
All right.
See ya.
Bye now.
Man, I miss the Atlanta.
I regret. I was just thinking the same thing.
I wish we were there this weekend.
Wish I was there.
I know.
Yeah.
Always a great event. The Marriott Hotel there is perfect for showcasing all those F-bodies.
Yeah.
It's like a tiered platform of the parking lot.
Like an amphitheater, like he said. Yeah. So you can stand there and you can see everything you want to see instead of having to row by row it.
Yeah.
Plus the people are there. They're just awesome.
Yeah.
So fortunately, we've got a couple coming up here in the area that we're looking forward to. Man, I can't wait. So, we got something here with it being Memorial Day and all. We ordered this up, and we want to give it away. Chris, you want to tell everybody what it is?
Well, it's the Honor and Valor badge. You know, Chevrolet is doing an Honor and Valor Camaro. There's 99 of them.
99 going to be made, that's right.
And you can go ahead and you can order one up yourself.
The car or the badge?
The car or the badge.
Well, I don't know, the cars might be sold out by now, but definitely the badge.
Probably.
A little over $20.
Yeah. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, so we got one here.
Yeah, it's nice, too.
And
nice.
We want to give it away.
Yeah, but not this is a special one, though. We're going to give it to somebody who's presently or in past served in the United States military or forces.
Mm-hmm.
Military or...
Yeah. Our armed forces.
Armed forces, because that's what the yellow ribbon is. This is actually pretty decent quality for what... You know what it is. Yeah. Even comes with a little chart where they suggest you place it on your Chevrolet vehicle, but I think you can put it on just about anything. And I think because it doesn't say Chevrolet on it, you can put it on anything.
Pretty much.
But if you do get it, you can take it to your Chevrolet dealership, and they will install your emblem at no charge.
Yeah.
It's peel and stick, but still, you know, if you want to just leave it up to them, it even comes with an alcohol swab to make it right. So we want to give this away. Chris, how are we going to do it?
Just give us a call on our voicemail line. And let us know what part of the armed forces you're in or were in and what you were doing to serve our country. And I guess the first person who calls in is going to get this from us.
Yeah, meets those requirements and maybe tell us a story if you feel comfortable about it, but you don't have to. This is the Honor and Valor badge, so they're going to have to do this on the honor system.
That's right.
You don't fake it just to get one of these. Spend the 20-some-odd bucks and get your own if you haven't served.
Yes.
And to everybody out there serving or have served or who's going to serve, thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
Yes, and happy Memorial Day.
Absolutely. This is for you, so... All right, we got to move on here.
Voicemails.
Contest. It's wrapping up. We got this exhaust contest coming to an end.
Tuesday of this week, the 31st.
Yeah, that's right. So not even a couple of days from the time we're recording this.
Right, so you got a couple more days to get your voicemails in.
And then we declare a winner who can do the best, give us the best phone call incorporating their exhaust sound. And we pick the winner, and they get a big old fat $250 SLP gift certificate.
Nice.
So we'll see what we got some here in this week's voicemails. How many we got here, bud?
We have 4 voicemails this week. Well, we'll see how many we got here.
All right, you want to kick them up?
You betcha.
Hey, guys. It's David Knox Camaro on the boards. Just wanted to call to re-emphasize a point that Jason made last week and to share an experience. Last week, Jason mentioned the experience of having a car tuned and using a dyno to do it and how it's done and where it's done. Week before last, actually, I took my car up to Cincinnati to a shop up there that was highly recommended by some friends of mine that are in just my local Camaro club. And these are the guys that are very, very particular about their cars. So just through word of mouth and talking to them, they recommended this one particular shop up there. I made the 4-hour trek up there. I had talked to the shop before I arrived. I had a high comfort level with what I was about to do with my tune. And my car had never been tuned before. I just had intake work and some exhaust stuff done to it. And they were very helpful. They explained every step of the process. They emphasized that it's not just about getting a big number out of the tune, but the drivability of the car, the performance of the engine, at all facets of the driving experience. So left very happy. It ended up, at the end of the day, it's driving much better, and I got 40 more horses, and I'm getting 3 miles to the gallon more, which is pretty amazing. But they put it on the dyno, first time I ever saw a car dynoed, which is memorable, and they really did a great job. I think just the moral of the story is to talk to people and be informed, and don't go chasing a big number that puts you in the danger zone. But anyway, just wanted to share that. Really, that comment, Jason, that you made really hit home. That's it. I really appreciate everything, and look forward to hearing you next show. And have a great time in Oshawa. Wish I could be there with you, but I can't. So I'll listen to the show. Take care.
Well, thanks for calling in, David, and sharing your story on, you know, how you went about getting your car dyno-tuned and kind of, you know, went along with what you were saying last week, Jason.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help
somebody. Pick a shop. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Hey, everybody. This is Casey Porter. Some of y'all might know who I am. I'm the guy who produced and directed Return of the Camaro and American Legend, both featured on CamaroZ28.com. That's what's a new coming your way. I like to order Camaro clothing from sites like CamaroZ28. Helps keep the site going, and I just like the way it looks. Well, I've always been kind of frustrated that I don't see an actual picture. That's not an actual photograph of the clothing. Even though I know it's good quality, I order it. So I thought, why not photograph 3 beautiful women in this clothing. So that's what's coming out very, very soon. The photograph, 3 different models wearing all sorts of, you know, the ball caps, the spaghetti strap t-shirts, even some of the oversized men's t-shirts. And yes, the boy shorts and the thongs, there are pictures of that. So great pictures, though. The models were great. I want to thank CamaroZ28.com and ModernCamaro.com for help with the clothing. But great stuff is coming. I think you'll all like it very, very much. And once again, I want to thank the entire Camaro and F-Body community for supporting and continuing to support my films. Return of the Camaro and American Legend would not have been as successful had it not been for Camaro Z28 and Modern Camaro and all of you enthusiasts out there. So have a good one, and I look forward to seeing what you think about the fix. Bye.
Thanks, Casey. Awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
Casey is the man.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of knew about this, but we haven't seen what he's talking about yet.
I can't wait to see what he comes up with there.
Yeah. He's that's good stuff.
He always does great photography at SEMA, too.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to some of those pictures.
Yep. And, you know, I won't say anything more. I'll let him do the talking on those. But
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you want to get your hands on some of the similar clothing that he's talking about, just head over to CamaroZ20.com/merchandise.
Cool.
And everything has a 30-day money-back guarantee and helps the site out a little bit. So. Yeah. Plus, they're cool.
Yeah.
All right. We got an email here. This came in from BearZ28 in regards to him providing that awesome sound clip for the contest.
We were talking back and forth. How did he do that?
Yeah.
So maybe offer some tips to some other people.
Yeah. So here's what he says. He says, that clip was just done with a house phone. Nothing special. I tried it a couple of times to see what I can and cannot do, and then I called in. It was a start. I walk around to the back a couple feet from the passenger side tip at a 45-degree angle and then back into the passenger compartment. This was also done in the garage where the car pulled in head first. It seemed to replicate the sound the best. He says, and I think it almost makes a difference in the brand or quality of the house phone you are using. So there you have it. In the 45-degree thing, I think, is the ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine this. When you're talking to someone on your cell phone on a really windy day and all you hear is, you know. that's probably what your exhaust is doing when you're trying to hold the phone right in front of it. But
no doubt
a couple feet
that.
Away, 45-degree angle, I bet you that's picking up things pretty well. So if you submitted your exhaust for the contest and don't like how it sounded when we replayed it back, hey, you can enter as many times as you like. Just give us a call back, or for the first time to enter the contest, you don't have much time left, and here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
You ready for another one?
Sure.
Hey, this is Casey Porter again. I don't think I called the podcast twice in one night. One thing I want to let everybody know about, on Tuesday I'm going to be posting something in the off-topic forums. Some of you all know that I have a 67 Camaro SS, and then I also drive a 4th-gen 6-cylinder. I'm currently away from tools and support and things like that, and I had to change spark plugs. Any of you 4th-gen guys know, not an easy task, especially if you don't have any tools. And another Camaro guy named Jeff came through for me. Never met me before, lived in the same area, and helped me out. Actually a couple of times, and I wrote that down for people to see, and I want to share with all of you what he did. He's a guy who is he's a Camaro man. It's not something he drives just because it's the new popular thing. So I wrote down and just kind of detailed all the help that he gave to me, and as many of y'all have heard me say this, I believe that Camaro and F-Body people, we should back each other up, and we should help others, and we should really set the standard. I take it pretty seriously. I know many of you all do, too. So I hope you take the time on Tuesday to read about Jeff's generosity and kindness towards me and helping me out. So you all have a good one, and thanks for all the support.
That's a cool story, Casey.
Yeah,
I can't
cool.
wait to read it. That's, you know, the Camaro camaraderie. That's what it's all about. So, cool. Looking forward to reading that story.
Yeah, very cool. We almost lost him there for a minute, too.
Yeah, I don't know. His cell phone was kicking out there for a little bit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we have one more voicemail to go.
All right, hit it.
Hey, fellas, it's Fifth Gen Camaro Crazy 68 here. First-time caller, long-time listener, great podcast, fellas. Here's my entry to the exhaust note. I've got a 2SS RS bone stock, had it since June. Fantastic car, love driving it. It's my daily driver. Again, awesome podcast. Just give me a second here. I'm going to rev it up for you. All right, fellas, have a great weekend, and have a safe one, and everybody remember, buckle up out there. All right, later, bro.
Thanks for calling in, man. A very respectable...
Not bad.
...entry for the contest.
It sounded like he almost had like a high-volume canceller on his phone, which probably helped him.
Yeah.
Because you could... That sounded pretty good. Yeah. Not bad. Not like bad it. At all. Yeah. Like, so thanks for calling in, and thanks for backing us up on wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn important.
No doubt.
So
that's the end of the voicemails for the week.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, we have just a few more days here. So if you want to get your voicemails in again, if you weren't happy with something you previously heard here and you want to go ahead and try it again, go for it. If you're still waiting to see what you're up against, this is the last moment here. May 31st is the deadline. So get your voicemails in.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear what's... coming around the bend here. And then we have the tough decision of picking who gets the $250 SLP gift certificate.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to thank SLP for throwing that at us just to help the contest along. We got, but never fear, we got more contests coming down the line.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to wrap it up. Let's go and enjoy the rest of this, what's left of our Memorial weekend. And hopefully everybody can come back and have a good car show story or good mod story or anything else. I can't wait to read about what Casey Porter's got. There's two things Casey's going to post, and I'm looking forward to both.
That, yeah.
I know which one I'm looking forward to more, but I'll leave it at that, and I'll leave it at the end of the show.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.